The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I forgot the monologue I was supposed to do to open the podcast. I'm sorry.
I remember texting you about it last night, making sure you had it memorized.
I did. I do. Said, I did have
yeah,
it.
I do. 100%. You said you, and I quote. Hold on. Let me get your exact words.
I did have it memorized.
Exact words. I 100% have memorized this. It is so important to me, and I'm so excited to show you and the audience how great this monologue is that I've been whipping up for some time. Don't worry, man. You can trust me 100%. You really are a real... I can't say that next part, but yeah. You're a real friend. I guess put a qualifier.
Luke, cut it before he reads the last part. And dude, I did have it memorized. I just blanked out because I was nervous. I'm sitting next to my best friend, and I get so freaking nervous when I'm around you because you're so cool. And just when the cameras are, dude, everything's different when the cameras are on. It gets me nervous and crap. So if I remember, give me one more chance.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Super Mega Show. It's a 10-minute monologue, and that's...
You got the first 10 seconds of it. How about this? You do work on the monologue, and we'll... Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't think, honestly, I looked over the script you wrote. I don't think, one, it's appropriate, or two, it's something that the audience would want to listen to for the first 10 minutes of a podcast.
Well, why? Why didn't you tell me this sooner? I disagree.
I just think now it's almost like God is blessing this podcast by, you know, making you forget it. Because maybe it's the best thing that it wasn't said. It would have been described as like a diatribe, I think.
Yeah, but it's, you know, the podcast is 50% mine, and this is something I worked really hard on, and you know, you didn't.
Well, then if it's something you worked really hard on and you really want to do it, then maybe you'd think about, I don't know, memorizing the monologue.
I did memorize.
Well,
it.
I mean, the beginning of this podcast can't be us arguing about whether you can do your monologue or not, because I mean, the fact is you can't because you didn't memorize it.
No, dude, I literally looked it in the mirror last night, and for like 2 hours I just read it to myself straight from my memory. So it's in there.
Apparently not.
Well, okay, well, maybe I can do it like next week or the week after, episode 8 or 9. I don't know.
It's going to be another one of those, like, what about the petroleum jelly story?
Dude.
What the hell? You're telling me this whole time it was a big joke?
I forgot about the petroleum jelly story. Okay, little context here. On Super Mega Cast, I was like, and on the next episode, Ryan will tell the story about his mom and some petroleum jelly.
Like stepdad Jim.
Yeah, it was something with petroleum jelly that I was just like, he'll tell it on the next one. So get excited. But I was just making that up right then, like that very second, to set up maybe like a future joke.
And then I made some bullshit story up in like the next podcast.
No, it way later on episode 100.
Well, on episode 100, I made up some bullshit story. That was obviously a bullshit story.
Yeah.
It might have been even like the joke was that the story was unentertaining and uninteresting.
I think it was like your mom put on some petroleum jelly or yeah. something. Because people, like, it became a meme where people kept talking about, I can't wait to hear the petroleum jelly story. So like 30 episodes go by and finally we're like, episode 100, we'll tell the petroleum jelly story. And you tell
and
this one thing. And dude, some people were actually legitimately pissed off. I saw long comments where it's like, are you fucking serious? You string us along like that and there's not even a real, like, it's not real? So.
Well, I guess, too bad for you. Well, and also, you will not... you'll definitely be getting a 10-minute monologue in the next podcast.
Oh, yeah. And who knows? Maybe on episode 100 of Super Mega Show, you might hear the real petroleum jelly story.
That is true.
Who knows?
Maybe you guys have earned it now. You know, I had to shy away and use a fake one because the real one is just too outlandish, really, to believe, and also too embarrassing for my family. That I, you know, out of respect, I chose not to say it. And now, at the new episode 100, I will 100% tell the real, no bullshit, petroleum jelly story.
And, like, I think if you did tell it on the podcast, the real one, I think that clip would go so viral because it's such a crazy story. And, you know, we want to save it for a really monumentous occasion, so...
But to get all the normies interested in this episode, why don't you say we talk about something popular?
Skibbity toilet.
No, we've already done this. I think we've run our course with Skibbity toilet. We still don't really exactly know what it is. It's a meme. We know that much. We know that it involves a toilet whose name appears to be Skibbity.
I think so. We just lost all our Gen Z. they don't even know what Skibbity toilet is.
This is embarrassing. I'm going to go watch Joe Rogan. At least he knows what Skibbity Toilet is. Cut to Joe Rogan's podcast. Yo, Jamie, pull this up. Yeah, I was talking about this the other week. The Skibbity Toilet thing, it's the most hilarious thing. I had to actually put it in my comedy special.
Have you seen this? This is crazy. It's
Jamie,
a head in the toilet.
Seriously, look it up.
Pull that up, Jamie. Yeah, look at that. Skibbity
actually,
Toilet.
I'm not finding any sources for or any articles about Skibbity Toilet.
Well, that's bullshit, Jamie. Come on. You go to TikTok. Go to TikTok. Look up hashtag Skibbity Toilet.
I would fucking love for Joe Rogan to be going through Skibbity Toilet TikToks on his podcast.
Well, he saw your boxing match.
He did. And he thought
believed that you were actually a son fighting his father. Until Jamie, thankfully, came out and told the truth.
Yeah, he was. Rogan was saddened by the video clip of me and the boxing ring. He was actually like saddened.
He had a lot of sympathy for you until the moment he learned that you were not father and son.
He's like, oh, this guy shouldn't have even stepped in the ring. He got what he deserved.
I mean, granted, you probably shouldn't have stepped in the ring.
Hey, man. It's called balls.
It's called balls and heart.
Yeah.
Which, if you flip a heart upside down, looks like a pair of balls.
Does. That's a really good connection. It looks just like a big freaking pair of testes.
Or a big, thick ass, you know?
I've heard that the heart is shaped after, like it was designed to be like a woman bending over, but I feel like that's like an old BS tale.
You hear that from your dad?
Yeah.
Sounds like
Dale drew it on
son. Like on a Valentine's Day when you're in middle school making like a Valentine's Day card for like your crush. Son, you know an interesting fact. You know, all I gotta say is your mom's like bending down to put something in the oven. Look at that. That right there is what a heart's based on.
That was when I had my first erection.
Looking at your mom bending over, putting something in the oven?
Yes.
you have no shame, my man.
What the hell, dude? Why are you just roasting me like this?
It's not roasting. I think having no shame is you. It could be considered a compliment, unless you want to get in a pickle with me. But I know you don't want to get in a pickle with me, especially a verbal pickle.
No, I don't want to get in any freaking pickle with you.
You better not, Buster.
I was actually about to tell the story of
the first erection you ever had.
No, not my first erection. But
you remember the first erection you ever had?
No, but I remember being very young, and I was in Colorado with my family, and I didn't know what boners were. And boners? But I dude, the word boner is so good.
That's like what a middle schooler calls their erection.
I didn't know what.
I got a boner.
It just kept happening. And I remember asking my mom, and I was like, well, okay, so I would get them when I was angry. So, like, when I was frustrated, that was when I would get boners.
What?
I don't know. But, like, I wasn't turned on.
Why do you keep calling it boners?
That's what it is, dude.
Okay.
But I remember asking my mom, I was like, Mom, why does it sometimes go like, and I did this, and she wouldn't even tell me. She's like, that's something you'll have to ask your dad. I'm like, you could have just told me, Mom. You could have explained what an erection is, because I know you know what it is, Ann.
She could have. I had a bit of an awakening myself, except it was at a Gold's Gym. I was doing I think I've said this before.
Yeah.
I was like doing that machine where your legs are dangling down and you have to like lift them both up like this and you're holding on to like the bars.
Yeah.
And I just remember the tip of my Johnson was rubbing up against my gym shorts. And I didn't know like what the fuck was going on. I was like, I don't know. I can't remember how young I was.
17, 18.
I was probably 17, 18, having my first boner. But anyways, I was at Gold's Gym, young, thank God. You know, I was doing my exercise, and I was like, why does it feel kind of good? And I remember sometimes I would just do the exercise. I never climaxed, and I never finished, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I just remember going, this kind of feels good. You know, it doesn't feel bad. Maybe I'll keep going.
I'm just imagining you there just like with a huge boner, and it's so visible through your gym shorts, and everyone in the gym can see it.
But I'm just like,
oh. He's working out, I guess. Oh. I really fucking hate the gym.
I'm going to it later today.
Are you serious?
I am. And I went Sunday as well. I'm trying to get back to the gym a little more.
No way.
I've been an unhealthy piece of shit for pretty much... I mean, I've had an excuse because of my back, of course, and the injury that came with that after the boxing stuff. But after the boxing stuff, I definitely took a downhill turn and just started. I became very bitter and sad about not being able to go out. Because you remember me? Like, I'd try to make it out to social gatherings, and if I did, I'd stay for like 20 minutes and be like, hey, I gotta go home. My back hurts too much.
I know, dude. I feel so bad for you because it's like such a fucking pain, no pun intended, in the back for you, because
kind of a pain in the ass. It kind of, you know, goes down there a little bit.
Just sucks, dude. Any like chronic condition that involves pain, I don't envy it.
It just makes me realize, like, man, I went on a hike with Tucker. It was like a simple,
yeah,
like 2-hour hike. But at the end of it, my hips were so tight just because like they're not used to that much.
And right.
I was like waddling, like I shit my pants afterwards. But thankfully, Tucker broke a branch and made me a walking stick.
Nice. Did he take you to his treasure?
Which treasure?
The one that he...
How about this? The living treasure or the like more monetary-based treasure?
The monetary one. He won't show me the living one. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so he...
I've heard whispers in the friend group, but...
Yeah.
Apparently Luke was cool enough to see.
Luke saw it?
Well, he got to spend time with it, apparently.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, I'm proud of you for going back to the gym. I've been doing my daily 20 push-ups lately.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah?
And you know what? You know, it's great. My diet's still shit, so even though I'm going to the gym, unless I change my diet, nothing's going to change.
So it's just a big waste?
No, it's not really. A waste. You're gaining muscle mass. It's just that I need to actually, for my back to feel better on a day-to-day, I do need to be losing weight, because I've explained this before.
Right.
The weight of my stomach pulling forward, that's why pregnant women have so many back issues.
Right.
The weight of their stomach is pulling on their lower back.
Oh, they're my like, baby.
Oh, my back. Oh, Lord, I'm having to stabilize my... My coccyx.
It actually sounds like being pregnant, like fully pregnant, right before giving birth level pregnant, seems awful. Having that much weight just stuck to you. Actually,
it was the sacrifice. Women everywhere, moms everywhere, mothers everywhere have experienced.
Hey, let's say it at the same time. Thank you, women. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, women.
But
for having wombs.
Thank you. When I remember when we used to do our daily 20 push-ups at the office, at the Plex back in the day, we'd do little things where it's like, oh, dude, what's in my pocket? Oh, it's 20 push-ups, and then you would have to do 20 push-ups right then.
Yeah.
We should bring that back. Can you do push-ups with your back?
Mm-hmm.
We should bring it back. And
I also need to get better core strength. Hey, the goal would be to lose weight,
uh-huh,
gain muscle, and have a ripping six pack.
That would be sick.
That's when I'd be my healthiest.
See, I really want to get some abs because when I gained,
you essentially already have that. You're halfway there.
No.
Oh my god, I forgot you have a tummy now.
Exactly.
You have a little dude.
When I gained, look at
this?
That, dude. Look at that.
That's thick, dude.
Right. That's the thing is when I gained all
I'm
that
proud
weight
of you for that.
When I gained all that weight, a lot of it went to my
when you
my
were
tummy.
On estrogen.
It was progesterone. It was an artificial version of progesterone, not estrogen. But it made me get a tummy, and now I have a fucking tummy.
And little titties.
And little titties. But I want to turn that into muscle, because before I gained the weight, it was pretty easy for me to get abs because there was nothing there. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd show up pretty quick. Now I actually have to work to get rid of this. And push-ups are a lot harder now because I have an extra 30, 35 pounds. I'm like 170 now.
Hey, core strength is the key to living a happy life.
It's much harder to do push-ups than it used to be because I guess I got all that extra weight. I noticed that because when I first started doing the push-ups the other day, I was like, holy shit, it used to not be this hard to do push-ups.
I mean, you added 30 pounds to the weight that you're around 30, right?
30, 35.
30 for the 35.
I started at 133 and now I am I'm bouncing between like 166 and 170.
But you're still like in the 160s. I'd say average, like in
My average 160s. Is upper 160s.
You gone back down to like 150 or 140. Healthy weight for you is what, 175? No.
I'm 160? Past the healthy weight now.
What is a healthy weight?
150, I think.
Okay.
So I'm doing good, and I stopped taking the Majestrol a couple 2 weeks ago
because of the testosterone.
Well, they said it could have been also lowering my testosterone. I don't need that, but. You know, now I've just been dealing with, you know, so I have no testosterone and a bunch of a girl chemical in my body, and then that goes woo, and then I get this boy chemical going whoop. So it's had me all on the verge of tears for a week. Now I know what women go through when they're on their periods.
Yep.
Thank you, women.
Except for the cramps and the bleeding out of your genitals.
No, there's been a little bleeding out of my genitals.
Imagine that, having to bleed out of your genitals every month.
Every month.
And it's just normal. I could understand why, like, someone's first period is, like, an alarming, like, terrifying experience.
Especially if your parents didn't tell you about it.
Almost borderline traumatic. I would, like, imagine pulling down your pants one day and you're bleeding out of your penis and you have blood all over your thighs and shit.
And you're in pain and you're, like, emotional.
Dude, I'm guessing that's what happens when you're on a period.
Yeah, 100%. I actually, for real, like, getting a period every fucking month sounds miserable. I don't know how you women do it. So thank you, women, for putting up with periods. That's very
noble, strong.
It is noble. Us dudes just, you know, we don't have to deal with anything like that.
Nope.
Give me a fist bump right there.
We just have to chill.
Chill
until the seed is ready to be spilled.
That's right. Hey, yeah. Chill and squirt a little rope.
Ooh.
So
rope.
I love the term rope for semen.
Yeah. Why?
It's just funny. But
it's just funny.
Thank you, women. And I just got to say it again. Ladies, y'all really be...
Y'all really be having periods.
Yeah, women be having periods.
I think this is like almost like the quintessential. I know I'm listening to an immature two boys podcast when they start talking about periods.
And it's like, whoa, dude.
Aren't periods crazy?
Women have those every month? What?
Like, what are we? We're like in our fucking late 20s talking about, damn, periods are something else, huh? Imagine having a period.
Couldn't be me.
Imagine bleeding out of your penis. Well, seriously. imagine.
Well, I didn't have to imagine. On September 11th last year, I was bleeding out of my penis quite bad.
You had a urinary tract infection.
One that had gone to my kidneys.
Yep.
And did I? Because
too much brothel time for Matthew.
Come on, you've learned since then.
It was the one Hassan showed you.
Yeah, I was there with Hassan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a little... I thought I was wearing a... Never mind. But I don't know if I talked about this since we've been back, because this happened while we were on a little hiatus. My UTI saga. Fuck, it was bad. I've never had a UTI before. Have you? You've never had a urinary tract infection. Holy shit, dude.
Thank God.
Dude, it was like...
What was it from?
I don't know. Usually it can be from... Actually, I think I do know what it was from. Sitting down to pee, I think sometimes doesn't get all of the pee-pee out. Almost like it gets like 99% of the pee-pee, but there's still a little bit left. That's how you get a UTI really bad. Is
sitting down to pee?
No. But having just a little bit of pee-pee left over in the system when you pee.
I never have a little pee-pee left over.
Well, I guess just the way I was sitting.
I jingle and jangle my dongle until all the drippy drops are out, baby.
I push upon my perineum, and it allows the rest of it.
And you just go...
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think that's what caused it, or maybe it was just an infection. I don't know. But, you know, I didn't realize I had a UTI, but I noticed it was getting a little more difficult to urinate. I was like, why is it getting hard?
And then it became painful.
Right? And then I had to pee a lot more. And then one morning, I actually was going to, it was September 11th.
It was a morning like any other.
It was. And I was going to Disneyland that day. And I woke up at about 7 a.m. in extreme pain.
Did you not get to go to Disneyland?
Unfortunately not. I spent the day in the hospital.
I'm so sorry. That's awful.
I know.
You could have been with Mickey, Donald, Goofy.
I know.
Minnie. Peter Pan?
Yeah, well, that's who I was most excited to see.
Bella? Gaston?
Gaston? But I went to the bathroom. I was like, ow, I just had this sharp pain in my lower abdomen, and I was, like, not feeling very good, so I went to go pee, and fuck, it burned. I was like, holy, ow! It felt like razor blades, and then at the very end of my pee-pee, it just turned into blood. And I'm not talking, like, a little bit of blood in my urine. I'm talking like nothing but blood. It was just...
Love that channel.
He's great. It was just dripping. Like, there was literally instantly just blood dripping out of my
penis.
Sounds
like my colon issue. It looks like God gave us, you know, the a different side of a coin. Yeah. You got to bleed out of your penis and I got to bleed out of my ass.
Yes, exactly. You know?
There were some times where I was shit and it was just blood that was collected, I guess, in my colon that was just emptying.
Ugh.
Just like...
Ugh.
Just a stream of blood.
Ugh.
Then I looked down. And it was.
Yep, that's when the blood would drop into the toilet. Does that? It does look cool. It goes, you know, it spreads. Anyway, I was like, oh fuck, I need to go to the emergency room. I've never peed blood before, and that is not ever good. So
it'd be life threatening.
I know. I went downstairs to get a glass of water, and I was about to go. I was going to put some clothes on to go to the ER, and I'm walking back up the stairs and. First time in my life, I just pass out on the stairs, and I come to.
That's not good.
I know.
You could have hit your noggin.
I know, and I came to, and my glass of water had rolled down. It was spilled everywhere, all over the stairs, and I was like, kind of laying on the stairs, and I was like, okay, I need to go to the hospital right now, and I went, and they made me do a little pee test, a little sample of my pee pee.
Just a little pee test.
Yeah,
not a big pee test. A
lot of blood in that bad boy. But yes, it was a UTI, and I got antibiotics, and it was good. And then 10 days later, it came back, and the same thing happened again, and I spent the day in the ER again. But since then, got better antibiotics, and Ryan, I take cranberry extract every single day. That it is a smooth urinary system now.
It kind of pisses me off, though, that you're giving all this medicine and the doctors the credit when you know full well I was praying for you every day. And I think that had more of effect on your healing than this stupid fucking medicine or these dumbass doctors that only went to school to learn about, oh, the heart's red, oh, the inside, the liver's pink. I don't know, you know, like who cares?
No, dude, this is an infection in my body, and antibiotics are the only thing that treat it.
Yeah, so, one would say that God, the one who created man, would... best know the inner workings of creating a miracle inside someone's body. thus creating a pregnancy like with Jesus. And so I'm just saying that the likelihood of God fixing your bloody piss seems to be more likely than any doctor or medicine.
Okay.
And the proof is in the pudding. In fact, the proof is in the Bible.
The proof is in the
which
piss.
Is the most delicious pudding of all.
Listen, I'm not going to rule it out, okay? I'm not going to say that your prayers didn't help heal my UTI.
Just a little gratitude would be nice.
I'm just saying, I think...
To me and the big man.
More likely it was the medication.
The big man being God.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the medication. But I won't rule it out. Your prayers that you said for me could have influenced the healing process.
You just don't have faith.
I do have faith.
You don't have faith in your friend Ryan?
I do.
Or his prayers?
I have plenty of faith in you.
Every time something bad happens in the world, I put out my thoughts and prayers, and I know God is working his magic to heal those problems. Like say a 5-year-old accidentally stumbles off the roof of like a tall apartment building and splatters on the ground below. When I hear that news, I'm praying, and there is a chance that his parents will get through it because of that prayer.
Yeah. Could be, I mean, God might
and
bring
my
the
thoughts.
Child back to life.
My thoughts.
He might unsplatter that kid, and it's all because of your prayers and
I
thoughts.
Know faith is a big thing, and the whole, like, God doesn't do miracles anymore.
He used to.
He doesn't do miracles anymore because he's testing your faith. Like, what would be the point of him proving himself to you? You know, the faith is the big part, but in my head, I'm just like, you know, well, I'm not talking about, like, anything big. I'm just saying do something cool. Maybe one time that's very apparent that it's you. I don't know. Maybe make the moon have a face and talk to us.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, dude. I'm God.
You know,
I'd believe in God. If the moon grew a face and started talking to me, declaring that it was God Almighty himself, I would 100% believe that.
Yeah. You know, I actually think God has been showing me signs of his existence because it's kind of similar, but basically every day when satellites fly right over my apartment, they basically beam images of, like, future disasters into my head. So I think that might be a sign of God.
God's will must be done and will be done.
It will be done.
On earth
as it is in heaven. Amen.
Give us the day our daily bread.
Oh, fuck, there's more.
No, I don't know. We probably messed around. It's fine.
No, we said the ending of it.
Yeah,
on earth as it is in heaven.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Is that the end of the Lord's Prayer? Let's start from the beginning just so we can figure this out. Our Father
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And let's go to a commercial break.
Now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back, Chode. Never mind.
Come on,
sorry,
dude.
I don't want to call the audience Chodes.
Seriously, we probably just lost our advertisers.
Okay.
Is this the first week with ads?
Maybe.
Except for Angie. You know, she's always there.
Angie!
Yeah. Guys, also, I do see people online going nuts about Angie on our pod. We don't choose those. The ads that are not done by us, we don't choose those. And we don't put those in.
Those are like... just ads that get put on
yeah.
a lot of different shit. It's yeah. not it's not deals that we have that, you know, they're not like the me like the MeUndies and stuff. We've, yeah. We have done reads for Angie in the past, I believe, but the Angie ads that you're hearing,
we get a very,
as well as other ads that you might be hearing, they're not
right
strictly our fault.
We get a teensy, I think, little royalty when they play the Angie ad or whatever, but it's like
a minor royalty of $2,000 per word,
which is pretty, you know, could be bumped
I mean,
up a
compared
little bit
to most YouTubers. It's a
but yes, guys, we apologize for Angie. You know, it's actually A-N-G-I now. It's no longer Angie's List. It's A-N-G-I, which is pretty cool. But
see you.
Can't come see on, you dude. There you are.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. But basically, it's just part of our, you know, when you're under like a podcast network, we're under a network that has a bunch of other podcasts too. So, you know, everyone on the network, they shovel the ads
Angie!
Under the beginning. Angie! They should get George Lopez to fucking read the Angie's ads.
They
then
should.
People
he was
wouldn't
in
be
Blue
annoyed.
Beetle recently, a he, big blockbuster superhero movie by DC Comics.
Oh, I didn't hear you say blue, and I thought you were saying something like he played a beetle recently.
No, he was in the Blue Beetle.
The fuck is that?
What?
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a superhero movie where a kid becomes the Blue Beetle. You know, not as cool as Spider-Man.
The Blue Beetle. That sounds dumb as fuck. His best role was still Mr. Elektra.
I think his Mr. best Electric. Role was George Lopez from the George Lopez Show.
That was a pretty good role.
Did
you don't.
Did he do anything other than the George? Like he was there any other show he did before the George? Or was the George Lopez Show his first like foray into like a TV show thing?
I think. I mean, he had to get his own TV show. He had to have already had.
I mean, he was a big comedian.
Big
he
comedian.
He pulled in numbers. I mean, I went to go see one of his shows.
I can't believe you
out
got
here in LA in 2012.
See him live.
I did.
That's crazy, dude. I'm so jealous.
Some of the jokes made fun of white
Don't.
People.
Oh, fuck.
And
God damn it,
I think it was uncalled for. What have we ever done? What has the white race ever done?
Leave us alone already, okay? Let us be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name.
Dun, 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 dun. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I like
blessed
the
be his glorious name. Great shit.
It is. Because honestly, here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down. And
here
I am
to say that
you're
my
God. Because we're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful.
To me.
Yep. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross.
We're just filling time, folks.
Yep. Episode 7, we don't know what to talk about anymore. Just kidding. We're going to talk about the Lord because there's always, you know, stuff to talk about when it comes to the Lord.
Like forgiveness. If you have a friend who needs some forgiveness, I want you to close your eyes right now and say out loud, and we'll say it at the same time. I want you, I'll clue you in, but I want you to say, "I forgive you," out loud. And I want you to picture their face,
yeah.
You know. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
I forgive you.
See? Wasn't that nice? Isn't forgiveness cool?
I feel a lot better now. It's like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Exactly.
You know? I will say, it's a tough thing to do, but when you're able to forgive someone who has wronged you, it does bring a sense of peace. You know? It's like it's hard to do, like to actually get to the point where even if you're still very mad, saying like, okay, I forgive this person. But it's it brings a sense of peace. It lets go of some of the anger,
because anger is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because if there's too much of it, you could turn into the Incredible Hulk.
That's very rare, but yeah.
And then you'd be jumping around town, smashing cars, going yeah. I angry, and everyone people would be terrified. Also, think of the lawsuits that you'd
yes.
wake up and there'd be so many lawsuits on like physical assault, destruction of property,
trespassing for sure.
Disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace.
Which is a federal crime.
It's a felony. You know, like, I think you would wake up the next morning after you're de-hulked, and I think that, like, you know, the felonies would be a long list of stacked up felonies.
Yeah.
Lawsuits. You got lawyers typing up lawsuits ready to fucking file and send to you in the mail.
Wow, these pants just aren't
what's wrong?
That comfortable.
What pants are these?
You don't mind,
are these the Ryan McGee shorts?
They are. They're just not comfortable.
Really?
I'd feel a lot better if I could.
Yeah. They're a little the cut of those is a little tight. We didn't get the chance to try them on. Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is it still looks like you're wearing pants.
See, I'm a lot more comfortable in this.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I'm wearing the exact same underwear.
Really?
Pretty much. Wait, what brand is that? Oh, Adidas.
Adidas.
I'm not wearing Adidas. I'm wearing, I think it's Target brand, black boxer briefs.
Yeah.
I think it's Goodfella. Is that their brand?
Sorry, hold. What? They're saying I have to put pants on. They have to put the pants back
on. It's our podcast. Let us do it how we want, okay?
Apparently we... I don't remember signing that.
That's a big contract.
Fuck.
I didn't sign that either.
I guess I gotta be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Gotta be uncomfortable, you know? That's just how it is. But you know what, that's part of growth, man, is being comfortable with uncomfortability.
Which we experience every day as YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard job. I mean, streaming especially. You know, it's a...
Streaming's been fun.
Yeah, dude, I've loved
streaming recently. Our next stream is probably going to be more Mario, and I'm guessing for the members only, the Sane Aquarium, which people have been recommending.
Well, at this point, that stream has aired and...
Oh, true.
Been a memory gone. But yes, I've been loving streaming with you, man. It's been fun. It's something we've talked about like pretty much since we started Stupid Mega, and it's like, you know, I'm glad we're actually the Funny Brothers are doing something they said they would do.
And it's the streaming isn't still to like the caliber I want it to be, because we've gone through and we've budgeted of like what we need and want for, because what we want the streams to end up being is, yes, we'll have those streams where one of us is gaming, of course, or we're doing a co-op game on the same screen, but we want to have an actual decent co-op streaming setup to where Matt has a computer, I have a computer. Those are both like the sources that get put into another computer, so you can easily switch from our perspectives live, whether we're playing Fortnite, Sea of Thieves, whatever, you know, Portal 2, RuneScape would be great. And that's kind of where it is, but unfortunately, believe it or not, it costs a lot of money to we've already put a lot into this office. We're doing a lot with merch, and of course there's a lot of talented people that we work with that also need payment for their wonderful skills and time.
Yeah.
And it unfortunately, you know, it's going to I guess I'm saying this right now cuz I don't want people to be like, "Oh, in the next 2 weeks we're going to get this awesome new live stream setup where they're flipping back." Is like that. It's going to be a bit before that.
It's something we want to do.
But that's kind of where I want the streams to be.
We need to save money for a bit because the old bank account has been shedding some tears lately. It's surprisingly expensive to produce merch on your own and to basically, you know, set up a whole office and then also
spare no expense.
I know. I mean, I thought that the...
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but also...
Like a John Hamm from Jurassic Park.
We did spare no expense.
I forgot his actual name.
It's John Hamm. We did spare no expense. And I thought that maybe the bust, the statue that you got made of the Wayan brothers... Is that their names? The Wayan brothers?
Yeah. That I mean, was there's multiple Wayan brothers, but I did it of specifically, I got a statue of one of them as a white chick and then the other one as the little man.
Yes.
White chick holding the little man.
And I'm not going to lie. It's a fantastic statue.
Every time you come into work, don't you go, "This is why I'm doing this shit"?
No. I like it. I think it's funny and I think it was very well done. But when you said, "Hey, dude, can I use company money just to get like a, you know, like a little..." I thought you were talking about like a cardboard cutout of them.
Why?
That would have been
That's
like
cheap.
$30 max.
We got to show people that we mean business when it comes to producing content and also decorating our office. It's almost like, if you have it, why not flaunt it? Granted, we really, it was a deposit and we didn't have the full pay and we still owe 50%.
The statue?
Yeah, I've only paid 50% of it.
Wait, what?
Because we didn't have enough. Dude. But the other 50%, I mean, I also told them that we might want to get a third Wayne's in there. But
no, dude. Absolutely not. Dude.
You can't just have two Wayne's, brothers. You found,
first of all, when you got the statue made, like, you purposely sought out the most skilled statue crafter, sculptor in the continental United States. You flew him out here and you paid for his airfare and his hotel for what? It took him 3.5 weeks to make the statue.
Are we not supposed to take care of the people that work hard every day to produce the things that make our lives better?
Also, you paid for...
You sound like a fucking capitalist right now.
No, I don't. And another thing you did...
Hoarding all the riches.
You didn't let me know about any of this. It
was a surprise.
For you,
what's the definition of a surprise?
Something I don't know about until a certain point.
And when you walked in the office, you were happy. You were laughing. You said it was funny.
I did. I said, this is crazy.
But the moment the frown came in was when you touched the statue and realized that it was actually made of decent material, which I thought would have gotten a bigger smile out of you, but no.
The material, it wasn't just granite. It was granite that was specifically mined in, like, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Talk about literally turning a frown upside down. I saw your frown. It made me frown right as well. And, like, I don't regret buying that statue. In fact, I'm excited that whenever guests come, they get to admire it.
It's the highest. You sought out the highest quality granite on the market. And you had it also flown in from Africa. And it was heavy as fuck.
From the land of my mother.
Dude. I just think six figures for a fucking Wayans Brothers joke statue is... And I thought it was already paid off. I thought the number that I saw was the full amount. And so you're telling me that's only half?
It's actually seven figures. Six figures was the half, was the 50% mark.
Okay, well, we should talk about this more off the podcast because I do have some choice words. And you can't, there's obviously no refunds because the guy already put the work in.
So you're allowed to hire a team of pygmy masseuses, but I can't get a Marlon Wayans and co statue?
The pygmy masseuses was for one afternoon. And if I remember correctly, the foot massage you got, you loved.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So when I commit a sin, it's the worst thing in the world, but when you do, so
no,
yes, I appreciated it at first. But then I didn't know that we weren't necessarily paying them. We were paying their supplier.
And guess what? I got a discount because of that.
Well, I think we're getting too into the weeds of company talk.
$63,000 for one afternoon with what? How many was it? 14 pygmy masseuses?
I didn't count them. There's a lot. They're all running around. It's a lot. 100%.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to count them. They're all, you know, just kind of running around, and it's like one, two, three, but, you know.
Let me see what they're talking about right now.
Skip ahead. It's like, yeah, you know, this period talk is pretty boring. Let me skip ahead. What the fuck are they talking about? But
I really have to believe that, like, our podcast has to be somewhat of a fever dream for people.
I think it is just because of the I think our podcast is – it's different, Ryan.
We put as much thought into our real conversations as our improv.
The
only reason we do so much improv is because of Markiplier. He's the one that bought us the classes, so sue him if you have a problem with our improv.
That's right. Mark's going to actually receive like a lawsuit. And it's going to be a knock at his door. He's going to open his mansion door. It's going to be a lawyer. You've been served. And he goes, what? What? I'm being sued? And he looks at the paper, and it's a random fan suing him for making us so funny. He did, Mark, when we had first, like half a year after we moved out to California, and you and I were working for Le Markiplier, he signed all three of us up for UCB improv classes. And for those who don't know,
class.
Well, yeah, UCB is like Los Angeles, like improv.
You know who came out of UCB?
Pretty much every comedian ever.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
come on, you know the famous one that they always touted around.
Wait, is it Amy Schumer? Poehler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer might have come. Amy Schumer got, I thought, her big break from that Comedy Central, like, comedian contest show, right?
I don't know.
Remember Comedy Central had this show where it's like all these comedians were, it was essentially American Idol for comedians.
Yeah, dude. I forgot about that.
I think she got her start on that show.
Oh, God, oh, God.
What's going on?
I'm resetting the animation on the...
What the fuck are those other videos?
Don't worry. Don't fucking... Luckily, the quality's not good enough to zoom in.
Okay.
But, UCB is a trip. It's like most SNL people, I think, go through it. But Ryan and I, with the guiding hand of Markiplier, both completed the first course of UCB.
We did a performance, which was the final... I guess the quote-unquote finals.
Yeah, it's like the final exam.
And I remember a lot of dry laughter.
Yes, in like a dark black box room. And dude, I'm going to be honest, doing improv on stage, I mean, not like this type of improv where we're talking, but I'm talking about like create a scene, go. Like, I hate that.
See,
I like watching it, but
I go as far, like, even with our live shows, I'm the most comfortable when we're like doing the podcast, or we're doing sketch comedy, when we have a lot of control over what's going on. But like with live shows and like, let's say the live improv show we did, and the reason why like I could never fathom even doing stand-up comedy is just because this isn't a judgment on those people that do it. This is just a judgment of me. Like, I find it that I get too in my head and I feel too desperate when I'm...
Oh, I feel that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Like, you're very... Because you're desperate to get a laugh. You're needing to get a laugh. You have to get a laugh or else you're not doing the work.
You're the guy that was not funny at the improv show. Yes. You know?
You're the guy who said something, everyone shut up and allowed him to yes and then it got a lot of yikes, created an awkward silence, and then someone more talented at improv had to come and step in and save the scene.
And then the laughter, that's where the laughter comes. I had one of those moments myself and my show. I made a joke about bombing an orphanage, and it was like shock value, and I thought that it was funny, and nobody, like, it was just silent. I was like...
See, I think I had it worse, because in mine, I remember the scene was going on, and I wasn't participating, and you have to participate in it. So I finally built up the courage to participate in the scene, and as soon as I got my line out, the teacher was just like, "And done." I was just like,
"I remember that."
Either that's like, you know, we ended on a high note, or it's like, okay, we're stopping this. We're not going this direction.
There's still 15 minutes left. He just sees you jumping. He's like, "Oh no, no, no!" but my favorite part about doing the UCB improv comedy classes with you was not even doing them with you. Was you being in the first 3 weeks in my class, and then finding out that you had somehow actually been registered.
Like, I thought it was like the first day, like in the middle of class. Like, I wasn't on roll call. They allowed me in for a little bit.
No, because yes, but they let you keep doing, because it's like, well, you're signed up. So you did like 3 or 4 weeks.
A lot of this is a blur.
You did like 3 or 4 weeks, and then remember, they're like, you can't be in this class anymore. You have to restart. So you had to take the same classes again.
But we ended at the same time. Because there were multiple classes going at the same time. So like,
that's right.
I was in another teacher's class, which I enjoyed my improv teacher. He was really cool, and he got me to go see one of his shows. Well, he didn't get me. It was just like, I'm performing here, and I decided to go.
I'd like
improv shows are sometimes, you know, I feel like I have to be drunk and with friends to enjoy it, because I think my favorite kind of display of improv was in the movie Ted.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you ever see the movie Ted?
Of course I saw the movie Ted, but what was improv?
Where they're looking, where the basically the assignment that they're giving people at this show is like, okay, audience suggestions. But Ted and Mark Wahlberg keep yelling out like 9/11 and shit like that. And I enjoyed that.
I don't enjoy 9/11 or anything 9/11 because it's not a joke.
Well, we do remember that one video of the guy interrupting an improv performance by having a meltdown about 9/11. Dude, I knew people who died in that shit!
I forgot about that video. Everyone should go look that up. It's like, just look at like improv 9/11 freakout. And it's this guy that just loses his shit during like a, it actually like looks like a fake performance art thing, and if it was very well done, but it's real. And then afterwards the guy stays after the class to like dig on the teacher or somebody, and he has like his friend film him doing it. So
I'm gonna be honest real quick, I just looked over to see how long we've been recording for, and this might be one of the fastest feeling episodes ever.
Oh shit, 50 minutes.
We probably started recording more around like 5 minutes in because the camera was already going or whatever.
Yeah.
But like still,
so we're at like 45. Or maybe Luke cut out, you know, some of our funniest conversations.
Well, he likes to cut out how funny we are sometimes.
Well, it makes him feel self-conscious.
Yeah, about how funny he is. Luke's funny.
Like, no one's comparing us.
Luke's
funny. It's not a contest.
Right?
He
tries to be.
He's made me laugh, I think.
Like when he trips over something?
That's funny.
I laugh.
Because he's a big dude. Like, big boned. So when he trips over something, it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... It wasn't a comment on his weight. I'm just saying
he
is naturally like, he's just a big, hefty dude.
I want to stop this conversation real quick.
What?
To bring attention to the problems of the world.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. You have,
Like, for instance, there's a specific cheese at Whole Foods that they're always out of, and it pisses me off.
Damn it. Which cheese?
Luke knows the exact name. I'm gonna go ask him the exact name.
Okay, I'll be just chilling here with the Megheads. What's up, guys? How's it? I'm looking at this camera. How's it going? I hope everyone's been having a wonderful day, wonderful week. Some of you, it might be the worst week of your life, for one reason or another. And if that's the case, I'm really sorry. But I hope that this silly, goofy podcast by the Funny Brothers can at least, you know, take your mind off of things just for a little bit. You know, the Funny Brothers care. We're here for you. So if you had a family member die or...
Anyways, the real problems of the world. The cheese is Cremant from Vermont Creamery.
Cremant.
You've seen Vermont Creamery cheese. They come in the logs usually. It's like softer cheese.
It's come in like the plastic?
Yeah. But this one is like a circle. Comes in like a plastic thing. It's Cremant. And I've talked about it before, I know. But it is the best cheese. I forgot to close the podcast door.
The door is open. And it's shining a light straight from the outside into my eyes.
Hold on.
It's bright. The sunlight. There we go. Nice, dude. It's okay. You were so excited about
Cremant
cheese.
Cremant from Vermont Creamery. It's a goat and cow hybrid.
Ooh,
soft. It's so...
That sounds awesome.
Fucking delicious. It's Luke introduced it to me. It's one of the best cheeses I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Ever. Wow. Top three cheeses wow. I've ever had, 100%.
I was cleaning my fridge last night, and I found an unopened one of those logs like that of goat cheese. Ooh. With like herbs.
Did you
and
have
stuff.
It all?
No, I haven't opened it yet. I'm saving it.
I made a mistake last night. Not a mistake. It just I shouldn't be doing this when I'm trying to be
healthier. Did someone need some cheese?
I was looking for a snack because I was a little hungry. I was feeling a little peckish.
Yeah.
And there was a whole like this, you know, add the other half of my hand there. There's that much of like a Gouda I got.
Don't tell me you ate that whole block of cheese.
I ate the whole thing with pepper jelly and crackers. And
oh, okay.
Afterwards, I had a bowl of cereal.
You know what, dude? That's not that bad.
It's awful. It's bad. It's
with
so
crackers
bad
and pepper, it's so good. I did that recently. It's actually funny you say that because recently it was like 1 a.m. I went down into my kitchen by myself and I was hungry. I realized I had Gouda and I realized I had pepper jelly and I got out some crackers and I, for like 20 minutes, I was just like in my underwear, hunched over my counter, just like eating crackers with cheese and pepper jelly. It's so good.
Pepper jelly, crackers and cheese might be my, that's the way to win me
yes.
over.
Gouda is really good with pepper jelly. But you know what? I thought you were going to say you were like eating the block, like by taking bites out of it.
It was like an apple smoked sriracha Gouda too. So that added with the pepper. It was so many flavors.
Wow.
It was delicious.
Well, speaking of apple, I forgot. I also, you know, it's almost like I made my own little charcuterie on the countertop because I also had an apple and I cut it into slices and I ate that with the cheese and crackers and pepper jelly. But it made my lips itch.
I don't think I've ever had a fruit with cheese before.
What?
I know.
I thought on when we used to do wine and cheese nights every now and then.
I'd eat the apple separately, like as almost like how you eat ginger in between sushi.
Oh, I wasn't putting it on the cracker. I was, you know, in between crackers, I would eat some apple. But
well, it's like I'd have the cheese in the cracker and whatever. I'd eat that, and then I'd have a little slice of apple.
Yeah, yeah. It's, okay. You know, it's a palate.
Because a lot of people put the apple on the cracker.
I do like doing that. I like putting everything on the cracker. I like
hot
putting
honey.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good shit. We
not
gotta
as good
have
as pepper jelly.
Let's have a wine and cheese night soon.
Yes.
No, not well. I'll have grape juice, but
I'm 100% down.
I would love
and
that.
We could task Chew.
Chew.
I was mixing Luke and cheese, so we going to come up Chews. But
Chews, cut that out.
We can task Luke with providing a cheese, a surprise cheese.
Fuck, dude. Talking about fucking fruit.
What's going on? Where's he going? He's bolted out of the room. I hear the pitter-patter of distant clamberings as he's rushing to go grab something. I don't know what it is, but if it's cheese, I'll be happy. No, no. Oh, God. Looks like the antithesis of what I would find delicious.
The antithesis is fucking raspberries, dude? Do you not like raspberries?
I don't think I've ever had one.
What?
I haven't.
Dude.
Should I try one?
Yes.
I'll try
one. It is
but if I don't
my
like
favorite.
It, you can't be mad at me.
Okay, so okay? Like, for audio listeners, I brought back a container of raspberry. Hold on. I'll test them. Oh, yeah.
Are these good?
Yeah.
Are they like candy?
Oh, yeah. Love raspberries.
They just have like little hairs on them, and these look like little like
you
pimples.
Can't, you can't feel the hair.
They got hairs and little pimples
all
over.
Don't analyze it. Just enjoy the flavor.
I've analyzed it too much.
Enjoy the flavor.
I'm in my head.
Pop it in. Ryan's first raspberry. I love raspberries. What you think? Your face is looking like you don't enjoy it.
I don't enjoy the texture.
You like the
taste?
But
it's fine.
You know, if I should have let these ripen maybe like two more days because they'd be a little sweeter. But, you know, raspberries are one of my favorites. I can go through a whole fucking thing of raspberries at once. These are good with charcuterie. You don't like it?
No, I love it.
I can't fucking believe you don't like strawberries.
It's the texture, not the taste. What were you saying?
You know what I love about these things? You can just kind of tongue them, just, you know, it's like a butthole. What are you doing?
Some of it's caught in my teeth.
It does. They have little seeds and stuff, but was it sour? Did you get a sour one?
Yeah, it was a little tart. Are they supposed to be a little tart?
Yeah, they're a little tart, but sometimes you get one that's just like way more sour than sweet, and it's...
See, I don't mind berries when they're mushed up in a cobbler, you know? Mm. I hate seeing whole berries on a cake.
What?
If you don't want to share a birthday cake with me, make sure that it has berries on it.
Are you fucking serious, dude?
I'm fucking serious.
Berries on a cake are like one of the best things on a cake.
I just want icing and the cake. Dude, that's all I want, baby.
A bite of cake with a berry like on top, and you eat it all at once with the raspberry or the strawberry or the blueberry. It's so fucking good. It makes the cake like 10 times better.
So he's really going at these raspberries. Raspberries.
I haven't eaten today, so.
More like radberries.
I made them Bradberry. That's a throwback, 2016.
I hate the after effects of eating a berry.
What do you mean the after effects?
All the seeds and stuff in your teeth.
There are little seeds. You know what I bought recently at Costco?
I can tell that my teeth aren't interlocking at the normal. Something's stopping them.
What I bought recently at Costco was guavas, like little tiny guavas, like a huge thing of them. And have you ever had a guava?
You know, I haven't had like, most fruit.
That's crazy, dude.
Or vegetables, probably.
Amazing.
I'm very, you know, I'll have my asparagus, Brussels sprouts. I'll have
which is funny because those are considered like the ones that you know are Brussels like the sprouts are grossest. My
favorite vegetable. They're so delicious. And with fruits, it's really like down to apples and bananas. Two I think pineapples are too mushy.
Apples and bananas, that's entry-level bullshit, uh-huh. And those fruits are...
Delicious, amazing. I love a good...
Two of the worst fruits.
What? Bananas are... Just because bananas give you a little chest ache doesn't mean that they're a bad fruit.
No, but just with the plethora of fruits that are out there, apples and bananas are boring and lame and just not...
There's so many different kinds of apples.
It's like, that's true. There are good apples, but it's
Red
like.
Red Delicious?
It's like going to, no. Red Delicious what? Is fucking awful.
I love Red Delicious apples.
Those are the ones that are like kind of taller and get them at school.
They're red and.
They're not delicious.
Yes, they are.
Dude,
they're
the ones
amazing.
You would get at school, the Red
they're
Delicious.
Juicy?
No, they're not.
A lot of, get some of that apple juice in there. It's a nice fucking firm fruit. That's not all mushy and,
dude,
and gross.
I got some good ass apples at H Mart. They come in like a plastic container. No, there's really good apples.
Fuji apples?
They are Fuji apples.
Fuji apples are nice too.
Envy apples are the best I've ever had, and I've only seen them at the store once.
No Granny Smith?
They were Granny Smith is all right. It's
But you really don't like Red Delicious? Any other Red Delicious heads out there?
Red Delicious, that's what they would serve at school too. They're the worst apple in my opinion.
The worst apple?
Out of all apples, they are the worst.
They're my favorite apple.
How many apples have you tried?
Fuji, Red Delicious, the Granny Smith, another type of yellow, because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, they're not. They're mushy. They're like mealy. I don't know what that one's called, but they're kind of mealy, you know?
It's the same reason why I don't like pears too much. Pears crosses that line to being a little too mushy. I like a firm apple, firm, hard apple. Every time I ate an apple when I was a kid, my gums would bleed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I'd see the blood on the...
That still happens to me sometimes. It's called gingivitis.
We don't take care of our gums, baby.
Dude, when I... Mixing the fact that apples make my mouth and everything already itchy and then sometimes make my gums bleed, it is a very uncomfortable feeling. But have you ever had... Dude, I can't. You haven't had most fruits, man. I gotta get you to, on a future episode, man. I gotta bring you. What's that?
Second dose of my antidote. I gotta take.
That's the last one, though, right?
Yeah, but it's a whole process. There's okay. A funnel involved, a right. Catheter. But
okay, I mean, if you gotta do that, you gotta do that. I mean, we can. It could be a shorter episode if we need to.
Yeah.
But
in
a future one,
everyone who came by to listen.
Yeah, thank
to
you
our
guys.
Ramblings. Hope you had a good time. Hope that we were enough noise to distract you from whatever you were trying to be distracted.
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely, and thank you to all of our producers and executive producers who are on screen right now. Thank you guys. You really
the new tiers were finally introduced to the Patreon, so you should be seeing your names if you have the executive producer tier or the sticker club tier.
That's right. That's right. And if you want to have your name up here and get stickers in the mail every month, you can go to patreon.com/supermega. But enough about that. I do want to bring you a bunch of exotic fruits for a future podcast.
And I'll try them all. I will try them, and I'll give my honest opinion.
See, that's what I like. You know, you're picky, but you'll try things. So it's like, that's all you can ask for. If you don't like something, you don't like something. You can't help it.
I don't like carrots.
I agree with you
unless
on that one.
Pickled.
The pickled stuff is fucking good. All right, but you got to go take your antidote. I got to go rub one off in the bathroom real quick. So...
I got it. Was a seed that was still in one of my teeth.
I got a date, so I got to go. I got a date with these raspberries.
You got a date with some dates.
Dates are great.
Right?
I do like dates.
Better not give me an olive.
You don't like
olives?
I already
know that I'm not going to like olives.
Have you never had an olive?
I've never had an olive, and I already know that I'm not going to like them because I don't like their smell.
I feel like you would fucking love olives.
Why would I like olives?
Like the kind of things that you end up liking, not black olives, green olives.
They look like something that would come out of your butt.
See, you create these little scenarios that make you hate it before you even have it.
Looks like something a doctor would find in your feces.
Exactly.
What the hell? Big problem. We found an olive in your feces.
Alert! Alert! All right. Well, thank you to everyone who tuned in. You can get this early and ad-free over on our Patreon as well.
Yes, you can.
And we love you guys.
As well as the after-show thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want more of this episode, there's another chunk.
Super Mega Junior,
which is an extra serving of this podcast. So it's extra 15 to 30 minutes of this epic podcast. So go ahead and check that out if you want. And if not, thank you just for listening. That it means the world to us. You guys are epic. We love you. And is there any joke we can do to bring it full circle from like earlier in the podcast? Come on, there's gotta be something.
Well, you could give your ending monologue. You said you at least remembered that one.
I didn't study that one at all.
Goodbye, everyone.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.